Thank you. This is Matt Weatherman. I'm the Douglas County prosecuting attorney. On May 21st of 2025, Douglas County deputies were responding to a residence in rural Seymour, Douglas County, Missouri, to serve the arrest warrants of Susan Sinclair for two cases, those being a failure to appear on a pretrial conference for an assault on a law enforcement officer in front of Circuit Judge Craig Carter, and a probation violation following a bench trial in front of Judge Elizabeth Bach on numerous counts of animal abuse. Upon arrival on the scene, they made no contact with individuals within the house, besides declaring themselves and why they were there. They noticed a window that was open and a cell phone that was charging and visible through that open window. They made contact with a neighbor who indicated that the occupant of the home, Susan Sinclair, had in fact been there earlier in the day. When they returned to the residence, they noticed the window was now closed and that the cell phone was no longer in sight. They again announced themselves, declaring Douglas County Sheriff's Department and announcing, "Susan, we have a warrant for your arrest." Upon hearing no answer, they breached into the home. Upon entering into the home, someone opened fire on them within the house. Law enforcement officers retreated to the doorway where they were fired upon again. At this time, they returned fire. They retreated outside of the house, declaring, "Susan, it's the sheriff's office. We have a warrant. Put down your gun." Sergeant with the Douglas County Sheriff's Office indicated, "Come out now." At this point, they could identify the shooter as Susan Sinclair by her voice. She stated, "I've got guns." He again indicated, "Come out now." The shooter again stated, "I've got guns in both hands." Sergeant again said, "Drop them." The shooter said, "I'm not going to drop the guns." The sergeant again told her to come out. The shooter again indicated, "I'm not dropping the guns, guys." The sergeant again said, "Susan, come out." At this time, body cam footage indicates you can see that the shooter poked her head out from around the door, extended her arm as if to aim and fire at officers. Sergeant Box fired a single round, striking her in the head. Officers then rushed and took her into custody without further incident and began life-saving measures. All officer-involved shootings are reviewed pursuant to RSMO 563.046. This statute reads in relevant parts that a law enforcement officer's use of force is not justified unless the officer reasonably believes the arrest is lawful, the amount of physical force used was objectively reasonable in light of the totality of the particular facts and circumstances confronting the officer on the scene, and in effecting the arrest, the officer is justified in using lethal force only when the officer reasonably believes that the use of deadly force is immediately necessary to effect the arrest, and also reasonably believes the person to be arrested has either committed a violent offense or is attempting to use a deadly weapon or dangerous instrument to otherwise evade law enforcement. In reviewing this case in light of that law and these facts, I have made the following determination. Was the arrest or attempt to arrest lawful or perceived to be lawful by the officers involved? And my answer is yes, it was. First, the law enforcement officers were post-certified law enforcement officers operating under the authority of commissions issued by Douglas County Sheriff Chris DeGaste. Second, the officers were lawfully present on the property in question pursuant to the warrants for the individual's arrest on that property. They gave her every opportunity to surrender prior to any use of force. In fact, they gave her numerous opportunities to surrender before ever even making entry into the house. Even after being fired upon, they did not initially return fire, but instead initially retreated to an area that was safe to then order the shooter to give themselves up. When all of that failed, they only used that force which was absolutely necessary to neutralize the threat, that is, the firing of a single shot that struck the shooter and rendered her incapacitated. Question two is, was the amount of physical force used objectionably reasonable in light of the totality of the particular facts and circumstances confronting the officers on the scene? My answer is yes, it was. After numerous attempts to have the defendant surrender with no forced entry, the deputies were forced to force entry through a door connected to the kitchen. Immediately upon entry into that kitchen, they were fired upon and retreated. They were then fired upon again, and at that point returned fire. Deputies had retreated to tactical locations outside the residence and gave definitive commands to the shooter to disarm and surrender. The shooter, identified as Susan Sinclair, expressly stated that she was armed with a gun in each hand, and despite lawful orders to the contrary, indicated that she would not disarm and surrender. The defendant then extended her arm in a fashion consistent with aiming to fire a firearm at law enforcement, at which time law enforcement fired at her, striking her in the head and rendering her incapacitated. The conclusion drawn by the Office of the Douglas County Prosecuting Attorney is this. First, law enforcement officers were lawfully present at the residence of Susan Sinclair for the service of arrest warrants duly issued by judicial officers, to wit, Judge Bach and Judge Carter, who were lawfully authorized to issue such warrants. Second, law enforcement officers gathered sufficient information to determine that it was more likely than not that Susan Sinclair was present within the residence and was actively refusing to answer their summons to come to the door peaceably and surrender. Third, that law enforcement was justified in making forced entry into the residence due to the warrants issued and the information gathered at the scene. Fourth, that law enforcement came under fire almost immediately upon making entry and returned fire in self-defense and as a justified action. Fifth, that law enforcement, although under no duty to do so, retreated to a defensible position outside of the residence and gave opportunity for the shooter to surrender without further violence. Sixth, that despite that opportunity, the shooter declared her intention to not disarm and surrender and made a motion consistent with the aiming of the firearm for another shot. Seventh, that deputies, upon seeing this action, fired a single shot, striking the defendant in the head area, and then rushed the scene, neutralizing the threat. And eighth, that this action by the law enforcement officers and the prior gunfire by both law enforcement officers was objectively reasonable in light of the circumstances as they existed on May 21st of 2025. Due to these findings, I declare the non-lethal officer involved shooting involving these two deputies to be justified. And as such, as the officers have already completed and passed the required psychological evaluation, do hereby authorize these officers to return to active duty. This was the decision of Matthew Weatherman, Douglas County Prosecuting Attorney.